You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Well, good morning, Pastor Derry here with Missions for Christ International. Our website is missionsforchrist.org. Last week I told you I'd be glad to come and call upon you, and also if you have someone that you'd like me to go with you to call upon, I'd be glad to do that. And I realized I gave you my website, but I didn't give you my phone number. Now here's my phone number, 407-517-8363. I'll say it again, 407-517-8363. And again, if you go to my website, missionsforchrist.org, there's a page there that says Contact Us, and you can put your name, address, and your phone number there, and I'll get back to you. I promise I will. Now, last week I talked to you about the need for having a good attitude and how when the Israelites came out of Egypt and they came to the area of Kadesh Barnea, God told Moses to send out 12 spies into the land and spy it out and bring back a report. And they did. And 10 spies brought back a bad report. They said there's giants in the land and we were as grasshoppers in our own eyes, and so we were in theirs. But two of the spies came back with a good report and said, we are well able to go up and defeat this enemy. God is with us. We can do it. But the people believed the 10 spies who had the bad, negative attitude, and they disregarded the two good spies, Joshua and Caleb, who had the good, positive attitude, even to the point they wanted to stone Caleb and Joshua. Now, the whole point of my message last week is, if you're a Christian, or whether even if you're not a Christian, you can have a good attitude or a bad attitude. It just depends on what you want to do. If you have a bad attitude, you're going to go through life very sad and very disappointed. If you have a good attitude, you're going to get the bad breaks just like anybody else, but you're going to have a good attitude from it. You're going to learn from the bad things that happen, and you're going to learn to have a good attitude. It all depends how you get up in the morning, what kind of a day you're going to have. The Bible says this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118:24. You ought to memorize that verse and make it a part of your daily routines. Quote that verse out loud so you can hear the word of God. Because the Bible says in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is why you should go to church and listen to the preacher, listen to the Sunday school teacher. You should quote the scripture, read the scripture out loud, and hear it in your own voice. Memorize it. The Bible says in the book of Psalms 119, thy word I've hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. And also in that same psalm, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So preach the word of God to yourself. Open up the Bible, read it out loud, listen to your own voice, saying the words of God. And then I've got another assignment for you if you want to do it. Not only preach the word of God to yourself, but if you don't feel comfortable doing that, well, you got to do it whether you feel comfortable or not. Nothing is ever accomplished if you only do what you feel comfortable doing. You'll never get off your backside. You'll never get off the couch because it's too comfortable. You'll never turn your TV off because that's comfortable for you. And you will never make any progress if you're always doing what is comfortable. You have to start doing what is uncomfortable in order to make progress. This is what I was going to say. Take a Bible, open it up, and read that scripture, but start writing it down in your own handwriting. write it out, just a few verses or a paragraph or a whole chapter or whatever. You'll be amazed what it does for you. Now, I want to talk to you about something that's extremely important. And, of course, it comes straight out of the Bible from the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, and the 28th and the 29th verse. Now, many of you know what this says. All things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. That's the 28th verse. But the 29th verse is what I really want to zero in on today. And this is what you really need to hear. And it's what I need to hear again and again. And what this verse is going to tell you is if you want a happy life, you have to follow the example of Jesus Christ. If you want a sad life, just follow your own example, your own selfish ways. You'll be sad all your life, never accomplish anything. But if you want a happy life, if you want a life full of purpose, a happy life, the best way you can do that is to follow the example of Jesus Christ. Now, many people don't understand what their purpose in life is. I'm going to tell you what your purpose in life is. If you're a child of God, it's right here in the 29th chapter, or 29th verse of the 8th chapter of Romans. Romans 8, 29. This is your purpose. Aren't you glad you turned the radio in this morning at 9 o'clock and listened to me? I'm telling you what your purpose is. You may be wondering what your purpose is. Here it is. Acts 8:29. Listen to it. But before I get to that, I want to tell you a little story. I woke up this morning at 6:29. I got up and rubbed my eyes and looked at the clock on the wall, and I couldn't believe it. It was 6:29. Well, this is way too early to get up for me. And I thought, well, I'm going to get up. And I got up and put some clothes on hastily and walked out to the kitchen, made myself a cup of coffee, made myself an English muffin, put some butter on it, dunked it in the coffee and ate it. And I thought, oh, well, okay, maybe it's time to go back to bed. And I said, no. My dog Coco, who had been sleeping all night in her cage in the bedroom with me, and I was sleeping on the bed, my dog followed me out to the kitchen, saw that I was eating some breakfast, trotted up to the couch, laid down on the couch, and went to sleep. I said, Coco, you've been sleeping all night. Get up. Get out of there. Come on, let's go outside. I opened the back door. I scooted her out the gate and into the backyard. She just sat there and looked around and didn't know what to do with herself. I said, oh, no. I'm trying to get her to exercise, and I'm sitting in the chair on the back porch telling her, you need to go exercise. And I thought, oh boy, I'm sitting here, I'm not exercising, but telling her she needs to exercise. So this is what I did, real quickly. I got up, went to the front door, got the leash out for Coco. Coco got real excited. She knew she was going for a walk. I took her for a walk and almost killed me to do it. But man, I walked one block with Coco. She's pulling me, and I kept jerking her. You got to stay by my side. You can't be pulling me. And I finally got back to the house. Man, I was exhausted, but so satisfied with myself. I had actually exercised, something I had not done for months and months and months. And maybe even years, I don't know. Now, if you're like me and you don't know what to do with yourself, get off the couch. Get out the door, buy yourself a dog, and get a leash, and take your dog for a walk, or go walking yourself. You got to do this. I've got to do it. I've decided I am going to do this every morning. I got so excited, I called two of my friends that I go calling with and told them what I had done. I was so proud that I could walk a whole block. That's a big accomplishment for me, I tell you what. I'm 88 years old, I've got a heart condition, I get out of breath very easily, and I have to walk. My cardiologist says, you got to go walking, and so I did for the first time this morning. I pray that you will do it too. Okay, so much for the need of exercise. We all need to do it. We all know it. And we got to do that which is uncomfortable. Get off the bed, get off the couch, get out and walk and do it. But now let's get back to your purpose in life. You need a healthy body. That's why you need to walk and you need to exercise. Okay, there's many ways you can do this, but now let's get back to your purpose in life. I said, it's in the Bible. Everything you need is in the Bible. That's what Dr. David Jeremiah, by the way, who is an excellent preacher. If you're going to turn it on to the radio stations that have the preachers that are teaching, like Dr. David Jeremiah and the other preachers that do such a good job. And here's another one for you, Paul Esposito. He preaches on the radio every morning at, I think it's 6:30 on radio station 1510. He's the minister of the Island Church on Merritt Island. He's really good, and he's really good with theology. So listen to David Jeremiah, Paul Esposito in Merritt Island. Listen to me, I'm a good preacher too. Okay, here we go. Okay, here it is, the most important verse in the Bible. That's my opinion. And here it's Romans 8. Let's read verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that are called of God. Let me start over. Verse 28, Romans 8, 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Now here's the 29th verse, most important verse in the Bible. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. That's it. That's your purpose in life, to be conformed to the image of his Son, to be like Jesus. That's what God wants you to do. He knew you before you were born. He predestinated you to this very purpose, that you might be conformed to the image of his Son, that when people see you, they see Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that's what God wants for you and for me and for every child of God. Now we can respond to that and pray that God will help us do that. Or we can be lazy and not respond, do the thing that's comfortable and not try to be like Jesus. We'll then be like our own selfish self. Now, I heard a wonderful sermon this morning by Dr. Charles Stanley. You know, he preaches on the radio, and his name is a mess. I'll get it out. His website is intouch.org. And he was giving a message on praying with impact. And he said you had to build a firm foundation. And he said, if you want to know how to pray for others, turn to Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. Now, I understand, and I'm going to be turning there because I want to see what he said about that. I wrote it down. But here are some things that I wrote. You know, you can live a selfish life or a life that always revolves around your circumstances. How much money you're going to get paid for this job, what you're going to do for that, what kind of car you're going to drive, what kind of house you can get, what kind of wife or spouse you can get, what kind of children you want to have. And all centers around circumstances. Well, I live in this side of town. I live in this house. I drive this car. And I've got so much money. And I've got so much money in stocks and bonds. And I've got so much money in gold and silver. And I'm pretty well off. Yeah, it's always what you can get. But the Christian life is exactly the opposite. It's not what you can get. It's not about your circumstances. It's about your character. What kind of person are you? It's not about how much you can get. It is about how much you can give. And again, Jesus is our example, who came not to be ministered to, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. And what was the supreme example that he gave to the 12? In the 13th chapter of the Gospel of John, and always go back to the Word of God. What did he do in the 13th chapter of John? Now, if you don't know that, you should know it, because in the 13th chapter of John is where he washes the disciples' feet, and he says to them, "Do you know who I am? I'm your master, and if I am your master and wash your feet, you also ought to wash the feet of one another." He was giving us an example for the 12 to follow. They should not be serving self. They should serve like he, the Lord and Master, served. And this is the thing about Jesus Christ. He was always serving, always giving, always helping, always healing, always preaching the Word of God. This is the example that you are to follow if you want to have a happy life. Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." Where did you find that? Oh, somewhere in the Gospel of John. Do you know where it is? You should know. It's the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John. Jesus said, "I have come to give you an abundant life." How are you going to get that abundant life? Well, follow the one that said it to you, Jesus Christ. He is your example. He is your purpose, that you might be conformed to the image of Christ. Romans 8, verse 29. Now it's time for a commercial. I go to the Tomoka Christian Church on 344 Emerson Drive, Northwest Palm Bay. I'm inviting you to come and be there this morning, 10:30 a.m., to hear our preacher. Our preacher, we got two or three preachers, but anyway, our preacher is David Fitzgerald. He's a young man, really a hard-working, good preacher of Christ. And I'm inviting, I'll be there, I invite you to come. So that's Tomoka Christian Church this morning, 10:30. Get out of your bed, get out of your backside. Come on, join with us in worship of Christ, to listen to the Word of God. This is what you need to be doing. If you can't come to Tomoka Christian Church, go to another church. Now let me ask you a question. When you were growing up, who was the person that you admired the most? Was it a teacher? A coach? Was it your mother? Or your father? Or an uncle? Or someone like that? Who was it really admired the most? Well, for me, it was my Uncle Barney, who was a World War II fighter pilot. I wanted to be just like him. And he blew a trumpet. He could play anything on the trumpet. So I bought myself a trumpet. And fortunately, I didn't get as good as Barney. But I wanted to be like him. Now, who do you want to be like? Think about that. Who do you really admire? Is it not a person of character? A person that has accomplished something with his life? A person who has had purpose? Especially, I hope it may have been your father or your mother that set for you a good example. Well, maybe you didn't have a father or mother that set a good example. That's okay. You had somebody you looked up to. I looked up to my teachers when I was in the eighth grade, and I looked up to particularly one teacher. I thought she was really a good, good woman. Her name was Mrs. Hayes. I remember that from the eighth grade, and here now I'm 88 years old, and I still remember her name. Another good teacher I had, her name was Mrs. Hikus. She was a good teacher. I admired those teachers. Now let's look at the one you should really admire, and that is Jesus Christ. Of course, in order to admire him, you have to know about him. And of course, this is what you need to do if you don't know very much about Jesus. Well, you need to go to the Gospels in the Bible. That would be the first four books of the New Testament: Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Start reading there. Read those Gospels. That's how you come to know who Jesus is. Not who you think he is, but who he really is. The Word of God, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John will tell you who Jesus is. When you read those Gospels, you're going to find out that Jesus was a man of prayer. Jesus was a man of power. Jesus was a man who knew God's Word. In fact, it's in John chapter 1, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then in the 14th verse you read, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. See, that's what you're... Jesus was God's Son. He was fully man and he was fully God at the same time. He is even called the Word of God in the book of Revelation. Now, this is where you learn about Jesus by reading the Gospels and also other books of the Bible, like the epistles or the letters of the Apostle Paul and the Apostle Peter and James and the brother of the Lord, and Judas, the brother of the Lord. That's where you will learn about Jesus. But you really don't come to know him until you accept him as your personal Savior. And that's what the Bible teaches. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Now that's in the Gospel of John, the 3rd chapter and the 16th verse. So you see, Jesus' purpose for coming into the world was in order to save you, and to save me, and to save all who believe in him. And that's the real time that you can learn about Jesus by reading about him. But you really come to know him when you accept him as your own personal friend and your own personal Savior. And the way you do that is by faith in Christ. The Bible says, without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's Hebrews 11:6. And the Bible also said, and Jesus said, whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I also confess before my Father which is in heaven. So you see, when you accept Jesus, you got to be willing to publicly acknowledge that you are a person that belongs to Christ. You are willing to confess his name. And if you'll confess his name publicly before men, then he will confess his name before you and before the angels in heaven. And the Bible says you also need to repent. The Bible says unless you repent, you will perish. Jesus said that. In fact, the first words that he preached when he started preaching was, repent. He said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And so you need to have faith. You need to repent. You need to confess Christ's name so that you're not willing, so that you're not ashamed of Christ. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and to the Greek also. And then you need to be baptized into Christ, as the Bible teaches, for the forgiveness of your sins. I don't make this up. Peter, on the day of Pentecost, said to the Jews and the proselytes that were there, they said, when they were convicted that they had crucified Jesus, they said to Peter, what shall we do? Men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, listen to it. This is from the Bible, Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, this is extremely important. You have to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and as your friend in order to live the successful, abundant life. You see, you cannot follow Christ if you don't have the Holy Spirit. But Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the Holy Spirit. And we need that Holy Spirit. You cannot live the Christian life if you don't have the Holy Spirit. You must have the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey God. That's Acts chapter 5, verse 32. Now, the life of Jesus, following that life, is not easy. It's hard. It's the most difficult thing you will do. You follow Jesus' example, and I remind you that Jesus ended his life on the cross. And Jesus said, if you're not willing to die for me, well, you got to be able to be willing to give up your life to die for Jesus Christ in order to have that successful life. And it is a hard, difficult life, but it's a life of adventure. It's a life of promise. It's a life that is the most satisfying life that you could ever live. It is a life of purpose if you will give your life to Jesus Christ. And you can call me on the phone, go to my website, come to our church. We can baptize you if that's what you need. We can show you how to repent if that's what you need, to confess Christ. We know that's what you need. To believe in him, start reading the scriptures. This life is a tough life, but it's the most exciting, abundant life you would ever live. And it's a life that Jesus invites you. He says to you, come and die. That's what he says to you. Come and die with me, and you can live with me. Well, I guess it looks like I'm out of time now. Come to church this morning, 10:30. I'll look for you there. You can look. You can find me. You'll find. Just ask somebody. Where's Pastor Derry? They'll tell you. They'll show you. I'll be glad to talk to you, listen to you, pray with you. They'll tell you where Pastor Ron is, and they'll tell you where Pastor David is. They'll pass you where Pastor Don Gamble is. We got about four pastors there. We'll all talk to you, and just ask somebody who you want to talk to. Come this morning at 10:30, Tomoka Christian Church, 344 Emerson Drive, Northwest, Palm Bay, Florida, 32907. Okay, God bless you now. God bless you and yours. May his face to shine upon you and give you peace and give you joy. And come to Jesus Christ, his Son. Accept his Son as your Savior. Be born again. As Jesus said, be born from above. Be born of the water. Be born of the Spirit. Come today. Come fellowship with us at Tomoka Christian Church. God bless you. Amen. Okay, I've got one more minute. My number is 407-517-8363. Give me a call. I'm waiting for your call. Okay, bye-bye.
Anybody came to me. and put them together. Everybody just clap your hands. Come on, give God the praise. Come on and give God the praise. Everybody give God the praise. Trish, tell them one more time how you feel about it.
Oh, show. Jesus. As the great I am, Lord. Jesus. He's made crippled men walk. Jesus. Dumb men talk, y'all. Jesus. Captives set free. Jesus. The blind they see. Grandma said, what's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name? Healing in that name,
Jesus.
Deliverance in that name,
Jesus.
Victory in that name,
Jesus.
The name of the Lord,
Jesus.
It is a strong tower,
Jesus.
The righteous run in,
Jesus.
And they receive power,
Jesus.
What's his name,
Jesus.
What's his name,
Jesus.
What's his name? Trouble water.
It's
the sweetest name I know. Some call him Jehovah Jireh. Some say Jehovah Shalom. He speaks in the midst of the storm. Yes, he is. He is a rock in a weary land, y'all. He'll be bread, y'all, to a hungry man. He's the bridge over troubled waters. Very pleasant built. I've been baptized in the name of Jesus. Criticized because of that name, Jesus. But I live inside Jesus. 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 No other name.
No other name.
No other name.
No other name.
There's healing. Then there's deliverance, there's victory, in the name, Jesus. Can you call him Jesus? Can you call him Jesus?
Him
shall not
that I follow
be moved.
Well, may say, boy, no songs to hold. And you need new songs to sing. But my songs, not as old as God. And God don't ever change. I'm gonna keep on singing my song and praising Him.
Listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, W234BI, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, 100.7 FM.
try to blend in.
You're bigger than my friends.
You see, I've tried hard. I just needed to trust God. I've tried hard. I just needed to trust God. I've tried running away,
but I never found a place.
Tried staying in,
but there was a dead end.
Tried to hide in a crowd,
but they almost took me out.
You see, I tried hard. I just needed to trust God. See, I tried. Trust God.
I've tried in my way,
but it took away all my pain.
Tried to save it away,
but the pain stayed. Oh,
I tried to blend in,
but it was bigger than my friend. I tried hard. I just needed to trust God. You see, I tried hard. Just needed to trust God. I wanna please you the best I can. Yeah, it's something man just can't understand. You see, I tried hard. I just needed to trust God. You're the reason I'm who I am. Yeah, I wanna please you the best I can. Oh no, it's something man. You see, I tried hard, just needed to trust God. It seemed like praying didn't work. Oh. The more I praised, I hurt. Listen. And the waiting made it worse. Anybody ever been there? You've done all you could and tried hard. You just need to trust God. I tried to lie to keep it real. Oh, yeah. But God knew the deal. But it was love I couldn't feel. I needed to be healed. I tried hard, but I couldn't find strength to trust Him. Anybody ever tried? But you just needed to trust God. You're the reason I'm who I am. I wanna please,
I wanna please you the best I can.
It's
something man just can't understand.
You see, I tried hard. Just needed to trust God. You just needed to trust God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Put your trust in Him. Put your trust in Him. Stop trying to figure out it. Trust Him.
I'm happy right now. struggling, and all the bills are due. Your child is giving you problems, and your help is failing too.
You've been saying
the weight of the world is pressing you down, and when you need a friend, no one can be found.
An issue of blood,
my Bible said
12 long years.
But you know what happened? Go on and tell the story.
She heard about,
yes, she did.
Jesus passing through. She pressed her way,
pressed her way
through the crowd. The Bible tells me, she said,
if I can touch
of his
God. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, I know I'll be made whole.
Your problem is.
Somebody got health problems out there. Somebody got high blood pressure.
Ah,
don't give up. Give it to Jesus.
Somebody got a bad heart out there.
Jesus will fix it.
Nothing is too hard for God.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I want to ask somebody, how many know Jesus will fix it?
Jesus will fix it. Counseling not too hard for
Jesus.
Oh,
money
fixing.
Hey.
Jesus
will fix it.
I don't care how big your problem is.
Jesus will.
He will fix it.
All you got to do is get in that secret closet.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, FM 94.7.